Well, we don't actually know everything that happened on that night, as those who on that first Christmas experienced Jesus. We don't exactly know how they responded. But the shepherds, we do. The scriptures tell us that they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard them were amazed. They obviously were impacted. They were never the same again. And it's true, down through the centuries, many people have experienced God's gift of love. And just like those shepherds, they too had to do something in response. They too had to, in some way, adore him. And in fact, it seems to be the normal reaction. When people encounter Jesus, they're never quite the same again. Interestingly, the person who inspired the giving of gifts at Christmas is an example of exactly this. The tradition goes back to the 4th century, and the person was Nicholas, a church leader in the town of Myra in Turkey. He received God's gift of love as a child when he committed his life to Christ. This was a transformative encounter for this man. It shaped his whole life. As a church leader, he found himself in prison during Diocletian, the Roman Emperor's persecution of the church. And when he was released from church, church is not like jail. Not at all. When he was released from jail, he led the church. He stood up against the Arian false teaching that suggested that Jesus was not really God. He was a committed follower of Jesus. But it was his acts of kindness and generosity that inspired the Christmas tradition. After Nicholas's death, several acts of secret gift-giving emerged. When his parents died, Nicholas gave away all his inheritance, all his parents' possessions, he gave to the poor. On feast days, and I have no idea how he did this, but on feast days, his habit was to secretly slip coins into the shoes of poor people who attended. And on one occasion, Nicholas learned of 3 girls whose parents couldn't afford dowries, and so they were going to be sold into slavery by their father. Moved to act, he used the church's money to ransom the girls. In the middle of the night, he tossed 3 bags of gold through the family's window. Nicholas understood something profound. Being a follower of Jesus means not only receiving God's gift of love. I've lost you. That's Nicholas. But also sharing that gift with others. You see, God doesn't just love me. He loves the whole world. Jesus is not just God's gift to me, but he has been given to all people. To be impacted by God's gift of love is to become a gift giver. Now I'm not just talking about Christmas presents here, but to consciously become people who look for opportunities to give in Jesus' name. To give a kind word. To give an act of selfless generosity. To give an explanation for the hope that is within you. To give compassion, forgiveness, and patient acceptance. We have so much as followers of Jesus. We have so much to give. as Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let me lead you in prayer. Father, we thank you that tonight we can step out of the insanity and the craziness of our lives and simply acknowledge you and say thank you for your gift of love. Thank you, Jesus. You indeed are the very gift we needed. Thank you that you came and died on the cross for us. And Father, I pray that this Christmas, you by your Holy Spirit would once again capture us with the wonder and the majesty of Christmas. For people who are still journeying towards you, I pray, God, that you would draw them to yourself. And for us who know you, Lord, I pray that the wonder of the gift of God would so overwhelm us, so flood us, that we would be caught up and become gift givers ourselves to a world so desperate to hear of the good news of the Saviour who was born that first Christmas night. Father, tonight, we thank you for Jesus. Amen.